Great to welcome Danny Daly from the Brisbane Lions, who joins us now. Thank you very much for your time, Danny.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's nice to be on radio in Melbourne for a change.
Yeah, we're more sort of regional Australia, but certainly easily picked up in the metropolitan area of Melbourne. Danny, you've probably got two of Brisbane's greatest advocates down here in Terry and myself. However, the most brutal assessment, I imagine, would have to have taken place with what happened with the team last Sunday. Do you concede that that was the low mark of the year?
Oh, absolutely. It was, unfortunately, a rewind to last year, to be honest. I think we've played some pretty decent footy for the majority of the season, and some of the games and quarters have let ourselves down. But I thought after our quarter time on the weekend, it was pretty disappointing for all. And if anything, it was a bit of a wake-up call for the boys today in our review, and just to get the boys back on track about, one, how we've been going, but two, the fact that we just can't get back to our old habits, and we need to just keep moving forward with the way we've been playing before the weekend.
Danny, is it more around the contest that you've really got to be at your best? Because the numbers probably suggest that that's the struggle point for the side when they're not playing well.
Yeah, well, it is, Terry, spot on. Like, even in the games that, like the game against Gold Coast, we won, and the games have been close, we've still lost contested footy, but we've been able to manage to, you know, score when we go inside footy and play some exciting footy when we've got hold of it. But just on the weekend, you know, like even going through the tape last night, I was getting a bit frustrated because we actually had our hand on the footy quite a bit, but we fumbled a bit and we kept giving the ball back. And, you know, from a stoppage perspective, which is what I looked after, we gave away 9 free kicks at stoppages and had about 6 deliberates and fumbled and bumbled our way through. And, yeah, it's just an area that if we're going to be competitive against the best sides like we did against Sydney, we just need to be clean and hopefully win the contested ball, if not break even with opposition sides. So from that area, it was disappointing. It's something we keep working on and worked over the pre-season. But the challenge for us as a coaching group is with this young list is to just keep making sure that we keep, you know, training it and practicing it and getting them better at it.
How difficult is it to play away from home when you are, yeah, you have got a young, you know, core group? We see the West Coast Eagles, you know, played in last year's grand final, are still struggling with it. Yeah, to me, from the outside, it looks like you're almost a, you know, 6-goal better team at home than what you are away. So how difficult is that just to, you know, to pick up the rankings?
Well, it is, and you know as well as anyone, mate, having coached that. It's an area we've already today looked at our travel and what we do and if we need to change things up or what we need to do with our young group to keep their minds on the job during the day rather than sitting in hotels. So you keep looking for answers and, you know, we're 1 week on and 1 week off at the minute in terms of how we're playing, which is a correlation with our travelling. So it's something we need to look at. Purely we've got to look at this week first, which is a home game against Collingwood and really important for us. So I'm sure the week after when we play Melbourne, it's something to look at in terms of what we can do differently to try and get the boys' mindset right about how they need to approach it. Mind you, we had a good start to the weekend. We were pretty competitive in the first quarter.
Absolutely, yeah.
As soon as Rocky went down, and I think the wheels fell off a little bit, and we didn't have Daniel Merritt out there, so not making any excuses at all. But when you lose a couple of your best leaders, it puts a lot of responsibility on guys that probably just didn't come to the fore on the weekend.
Well, let's stay with Tommy Rockliffe. We go into the regional area where his family is from. He hasn't had any luck at all since basically round one of last year when he got that whopping knock in his ribs. And from that time onwards, he just seems to have been having a real battle. What's the diagnosis from this one?
Yeah, look, it was an unfortunate incident on the weekend. Just before he actually hurt his hamstring, he caught a bit of a knock in a contest area and he sort of hurt his hip a bit and moved his hip around a bit. And when he went back on, he felt a bit of his hamstring. So we think it came a little bit from his hips on the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's an area which over the pre-season he's had problems with. And, you know, one thing I love about Tommy, apart from just being a good fella, is that he'll do anything for the footy club. And probably one thing that we need to help Tom with is that he's probably come back sooner than he probably should have in the past. So we've spoken to Tom today and said, mate, just take your time with this one and get your body right because, one, it's not fair for him to come back early and keep playing, not so much in pain, but probably when he's not 100% because it just keeps hindering the way not only his performances but his body as well. So he's flying down to Melbourne tonight to catch up with the specialist tomorrow to to just work out exactly what the real problem is. But we're hoping he'll only miss 1 or 2 weeks. But as I said, let the spokes in today and just said, mate, if it takes 3 weeks, it takes 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But most important thing for you is to get your body right. And you're no good to us playing 2 weeks on and then 2 weeks off. And get your body right. And if it means you miss 3 weeks, well, it means you miss 3 weeks. But come back 100%. And you're more important to us on the ground than you are in the stand. So hopefully it's only 2 weeks, but we'll know a bit more tomorrow.
Well, one of the blokes who's back on the ground who's very, very handy is Dane Beams. He looks like he's really sort of starting to, you know, really get back to where, you know, being a top-line player for you again.
Yeah, it's a credit to him the way he's come back and had 30 possession and was our best player by a country mile on the weekend and probably kept us in the game in the second part of the second quarter to be within like 2 or 3 goals at half time. But he's just a professional athlete, the way he goes about everything off the field. Like, it's been frustrating, obviously, because he hasn't played since round 14 last year. But the way he's gone about his rehab and his recovering and how he goes about his training from week to week, it's a credit to the way he goes about it. And as you said, on the weekend, he was outstanding. His contested ball and his clearance work and, as I said, 30 possessions and probably kept us in the game longer than we probably should have been.
Young Josh Shackey, how have you seen his progress?
Yeah, look, he's an interesting one. Like, we rested him against Sydney purely on the back of he played all the pre-season and played every game up till then, and we just thought that he probably needed a bit of a rest just to get him through the whole season. It's been a hard one for the young kid because he's taken the best defender every week.
Yeah.
Now, like, it's no secret that our fellow lines the area, which is fully youth, and, you know, we've only got Shackey down there and also Joshy Walker, and got a couple of guys who are in the seconds, Freeman, Close is injured, so we'd preferably like to play three tools, but we just haven't been able to this year. Jono Freeman hasn't set the world on fire, and we're not going to gift guys games, so poor old Joshy's probably had to withstand not only taking the best defender every week, but being our inside target most times. So I think he's been quite competitive in games. He's shown what he's probably going to produce for us in the future and probably building the side around him, to be honest. But on the weekend, he was manhandled a bit and, you know, not unfairly, but it was just they put a lot of pressure on him and he battled a bit. But, again, he's another kid who likes training hard, and I'm sure he'll be better this week for us at home.
Daddy, I know it's not your area, but just thought, just thinking when you were sort of saying that about Josh, would the club look at getting somebody, you know, perhaps like a Travis Cloak to come up that's, you know, big, strong, mature, that, you know, might be able to take a little bit of the pressure? And I'm thinking back to Dermot Brereton when he played alongside Sav Rocker all those years ago. Would the club still look for that type of player?
Absolutely, mate. I think it's something that our list management, Schwabi, I'm sure, is looking at the minute. And, you know, anyone that's available, if it's Travis Cloak, whoever it is, anyone that can come in and, you know, give Joshy not only a helping hand on the field, but off the field, be like a coach for him as well, just, you know, showing him the ropes and showing him how to do things. But, and if you use Cloak as an example, if you were to get him, it takes the best defender away from Josh and opens it up for him. So, no doubt, you know, Schwabi and Leper have spoken about this, and Greg Swan, whether it's Cloak or another experienced forward out there, I think it's something that would not only help Josh, but help the club. I think we've improved in terms of our inside 50s this year, and our ball movement's one where we're trying to kick 100 points every week. So if we can get another key forward down there, it'll go a long way to make us being a lot more competitive.
Yeah, it's just one of those, you know, you don't know what happens and what goes, but, I mean, I just started thinking, you know, he's got Beamsy that he knows already up there. He's worked alongside of Swanee before, so it would be an interesting fit. I mean, I know there's a long way to go and I won't pester you on it anymore, but...
No.
Yeah, it'd just be an interesting fit, I would have thought.
Well, it would be, you know, if there's players out there in the market like Travis Cloak, we'd be mad not to look at them because I think you can see Stevie J, what he's done for the GWS this year. And, you know, I think we spades him as well. And even for GWS, this was fine. But he would have been another one who would have been ideal for our young group. We are a young forward line. And the more experienced, not only experienced, but if they're good people and they've got good character and they're good players, it not only will help Josh, but it will help the team and bring the crowd back, and you just never know, do you?
Well, it's something that you guys have actually been able to do better of recent times. I mean, Belly and Bastanac this year, obviously Mitch and Robinson and Christensen, and we just spoke about Beamsy. So the club's actually been able to attract a few of those boys from down south.
Yeah, well, we have. And again, as I said, Schwab has done a great job in making that happen. And the other thing is we've gone down the path of youth over the last couple of years, especially with our academy, and probably our first three rounders in the last couple of years have all been kids. And, you know, we have got the youngest list, so sometimes you just need experienced heads in there. And, you know, our bookends are pretty raw. Our midfield's, you know, quite deep in depth and also in age and experience. So, again, it makes sense to go down that path. You know, even with the defenders, we've got Roger down there who's 31 years of age. But I think our oldest forward on the weekend was 25. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense, mate.
Well, if Lee gets his way, you might have Tommy Lynch at one end of the ground and Stephen May at the other end of the ground, Danny.
That'd be pretty handy, mate. Make my stoppage stuff more interesting, wouldn't it?
With Gazza and Jager just thrown in for good luck.
A couple of finish up with Danny. Louis Taylor, that was... it's a big call from the club. You know, we know his capabilities. Everyone does. Was there just something in particular or just a number of things that you thought that he just might need to cool his jets with?
Yeah, look, again, Louis he's a terrific young person and he's very important for his footy club. But as I said earlier, one thing, we've got some depth now. We're able to, with our best side, it's really important that we start educating our players that they can't just be gifted games like they were in the past. And one thing Louis's got to do, and again, it's no secret, he just needs to go back and work on his defensive game, the art of a small forward, what it means. Like, if you look at the Eddie Betzes, they pressure and they tackle and they harass. And I think that's really important for all our players, not only Louis, but Josh Green, to understand that comes with their role as well. Not just kicking goals and offence, but defensively, and they need to work through what it means. And, you know, you can't average one tackle inside forward 50, and you can't average two contested footballs inside forward 50. The game's changed, and if you want to be an elite small forward, which Louis can be, he just needs to understand that there's more to footy than offence. So it was just for him to understand that, go back, work on that, do some extra training on your tackling, on your contested ball, because if he can do that and improve himself, he's going to become a very, very good footballer for his footy club. So it's just more about that than just gifting guys games as we've had to do in the past.
No, very brutally put, Danny, and I'm certain that he would have responded to it. Absolute final one. Just as far as Collingwood goes, everyone has seen them, everyone's examined them, pulled them apart. You get them at Brisbane. You've been very good at Brisbane. Is there something you've identified that you think, yeah, we might be able to get Collingwood with the available personnel when we play them this weekend?
Look, I think, as you guys will know, the most important thing for us is contested footy this week. Like, if we can win contested ball around the ground, not only hard ball gets, but our loose ball gets, especially inside our forward 50, it'll put a lot of pressure on Collingwood. And the other thing is our centre bounce work hasn't been ideal the last few weeks. It's an area which we're going to focus on this week, because if you can get first usage out of the centre bounce and get into forward half and keep the ball locked in your forward half, it gives you a great opportunity to win games of footy. So that's probably the area which we're going to focus on this week, more so than anything, our contested ball, but also our ability at stoppage to not only win the stoppage, but keep the ball in our forward half and just put immense pressure on their defence. That's the focus we'll go with this week. And it's no different than every other week, to be honest. And we did it very well against Sydney.
The Swannies, yeah.
Couldn't quite get the result that we probably wanted, but we weren't far away. So contested footy is a big one for us this week.
Danny, fantastic, illuminating chat to had over the last 10 or so minutes. Thank you very much for bringing everyone up to speed right throughout our listening audience, which
is
regional Victoria and southern New South Wales and Tassie and South Australia. They would certainly be thrilled a bit just to hear such a comprehensive rap from you. Thank you for your time. The very best of luck against the Pies this week.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, boys.
Anytime. No, thank you.
Thanks,
Danny. Please, yeah, Danny Dale. How illuminating.
Oh, he's a class act.
He's been around a long time, player.
Yeah, he has. He learned his trade initially through North Melbourne, and then come in, was at Richmond Footy Club.
With Justin.
Not when I was there. Certainly in Damien's early stages there, and obviously the relationship that he built with Justin was the reason why he went up to Brisbane. But he is in the industry known as one of the really, really good football people.
Excellent stuff. What a great chat. 7:23. We're going to do Terry's Team of the Week next on Sports Day, all for Red Energy and Massey Ferguson.